Gmail hash mocked upon the quickening. Are you an Annie or an Abby? Mocked upon Tuesday, February 7, 2017 at 3:52 p.m. I don't want to confuse you out to an oblivion. I'm here when you are ready. Sorry for flood of text. But what shared to him also can apply to everybody as community. In your honor, sir, I issue this upon the day. What I mean of special media, this will be placed. It has no name applied here, in its writing. As true as all things from here truth absolute, it's our society peace-building tools elite. You are the man spoken of this day and upon the quote held in Mimi space, show class, have pride, and display character. If you do, winning takes care of itself. Paul Bryant https://www.brainyquote.com/quotes/keywords/character.html http://community.growup.net/prejudice/http://community.growup.net/persuasive-technology/@growup2017great-reasons-us, you there, Travis, I hear Martin, and all around, we'll unite peace, you are definitely a pleasure to be open for further busting out of nuts galore. Indeed I be disqualifying choices and only those who show class, pride and or character at first glaze are in. The outs will ponder to wonder and waste away to its ways. In the mind way success over the quickening bridge we will fly. February 7th year 2007 plus 10 at the beckoning hour of 2 hours afternoon and 48 over the top of the hour in the place on earth where what is no by, just a passing number 5280. A mile high we are already in flight yes, we only go higher bye. Hash mocked upon says to our world and declares this is the only fact of knowing social science action and motion of recombinant mimetics engineering, technology that we must be connecting and uniting in our worldly way to be of the inclusive not ever be abusive upon outside of yourself, the mind and self of another one's freedoms, expressions, progressions and show. For the outside will be ins and the insides be drawn to the outs. This is now, to the ever so ever gutter of your insolence upon humanity's compassionates, to the ever so ever gutter you prove it for all the world as a whole to see and never can you remove it, it is shit your side, the shitty way you are drawn and stuck upon your face and never never be erased. It is now to hearten your love and break the chains of your fear and hate. We cannot be any other way but united all of all's of all we stand, or divided we must fall and no one escapes being of addictos, the fall of all falls it will be, the fall from God's good grace. For we must be upon selves to grow over so slightly a point of change to a level that we see ourselves was the childish ones we are. All at that level must we help to climb and grow over the wall. For those who don't, it's a hurting child that is silent that no one pays any more time to see beyond the level we're crying is anymore. Anyone crying in such a way to make everyone see themselves out of the edge of the cliff, and they fake at walking over its demise, it's a cry that is mistrustfully played against the commons of our better community and suckers are there thinking believing that they are secretively working, when they are of the outs and the ins are weaving the axe into historical data. It's here, believe me. Believe us, it is here the time crossing of technorealism and it does not play favorites. Grow up and leave that level of childish coldness and stillness of heart down at your side of pride and walk away from it forever. Be of a level that faults show class of class that, status quo thought hey are of no faults, are false, they are left undone to be unwise to be tossed out and be said forevermore bye. Link to http://awesomecromobentblairroom.school/04/StantonPeel addiction in society normalizing drug use does not become and remain addictive more often than other involvements posted April 25, 2014, cited quoted excerpts, the drug policy battle or even legalizing marijuana. It's about normalizing drug use. Do drugs create different experiences from other involvements we are familiar with? Are they more compelling, more inescapable, less controllable, more inexorable in their progression to addiction than other experiences that we encounter daily? They are not. By and large, People don't accept Bruce's, Carl's, and my idea that drug responses fall in the range of normal human experiences, or my idea of the equivalency of drug and behavioral addictions, which is now the American Psychiatric Association's official position. Please don't answer. You don't mean physiologically addictive. See the meaning of addiction? Americans carry too much cultural baggage to allow those ideas in. Instead, we think drugs, especially narcotics, and most especially heroin, followed by cocaine, crack and meth are truly addictive. So what? Maya goes on to cite statistics from the 2012 National Survey of Drug Use and Health, in which fewer than 1% of Americans have a serious problem, although 48% have used in their lives. Why? That's less than 2% of everyone who has ever used the drug to abuse or are addicted to the currently. That is so unlike dangerous drugs to which everyone rapidly becomes permanently addicted. Not exactly. Here are the lifetime use figures for heroin, 2.6%, cocaine, 18%, crack, 5%, and meth, 6%. Here are the current abusers, addicts with these drugs, heroin, 0.1%, cocaine, 0.4%, crack, not listed, meth, only stimulants listed equals 0.2%. The figure is clearly a small minority, less than 10%. What are we to make of that? According to government surveys, people rarely find even the most addictive, dangerous drugs to be, well, addictive and dangerous. See also, YouTube video, Addiction Cursed Sagged in a Nutshell, 10,591,920 views, as of 10:24 p.m. January 31, 2017, published on October 29, 2015. What causes addiction? Easy, right? Drugs cause addiction. But maybe it is not that simple. https://airtimeinc.com/2013/03/02/the-myth-of-addictus/the-myth-of-addictus March 2, 2013 in A. Addiction and Recovery. Hope the myth of Addictus was about a slave whose master set him free, but the slave was so used to his chains and his pain that when his master allowed him to roam and be free, the slave wandered the land with his chains still intact. All the time he wandered, his chains were unlocked and he could have simply taken them off, but being so used to and so in love with his chains and pains, he chose to not take them off. The rest of this article is from a spirited writer and addictions specialist, Thomas Lavis. The original link seems to be dead but was found at http://www.lapismagazine.org/return-of-the-spirit by Thomas Lavin /to be addicted comes from the Latin word addictio, no to give my voice. Linda Leonard wrote a wonderful book called Witness to the Fire, Creativity and the Veil of Addiction, in which she talks about the word addiction, what does it mean? Where does it come from? Ad means to or toward, and dicere means to speak. Addiction is when I give my voice to or towards some person, place, thing, or even a process. Process addictions are rigid attitudinal ways of approaching the world. Addiction need not be limited to alcohol or drugs. I can give myself over hand over my voice to anything. In fact, the original meaning of addictus was spiritual, in the sense of someone dedicated to the gods, one whose voice was given over to the divine, for example the third step of AA. Thus, inherent in the meaning of addiction is the sense of dedication, or bearing witness, to creative energies. Among the Romans, addiction also signified the making over of goods to another by illegal sale. A slave was even known as an addictos, someone who had no voice, who was a slave to a master. Addiction is the act of giving oneself over to something as one's master. Addiction is terrible, it is true, but addiction can be transformed. How can the addict get her or his voice back, so that they can respond to what they have been called to? Within every addiction there is a vocation, a calling, vocation coming from the Latin word meaning to hear or listen and therefore to respond. Addiction is, far from, the end of the line. Like the biblical prophet Samuel did in the night, how do I respond if I don't have a voice? Samuel went to his guru and said, I think I hear my name called. And he is told by the prophet Eli, say here I am. Ref, 1 Samuel, Chapter 3. Saying yes is part of dealing with addiction. The spiritual part of addiction. Getting my voice back is to be able to say yes to all of life. No one, no thing, is excluded, precluded, left out. In dealing with addiction, we have to see it as one side. It might be a sad story, maybe generations of sad stories, but we can talk about addiction, whether positive or negative, without pain, because people who get their spirit back have to deal with the pain of staying with their own creative spirit. So, for heroin, that's 4% of every users who are addicted, and for cocaine about the same as for marijuana, around 2%. While meth and crack can't be calculated. Please don't answer. People don't tell the truth in government surveys. In their comprehensive follow-up of Vietnam bits addicted to heroin in Asia, Lee Robbins and her colleagues found that users of heroin stateside were no more likely to consume that drug compulsively than were users of other illicit drugs. Based on this and other research, I said in the meaning of addiction, heroin does not appear to differ significantly in the potential range of its use from other types of involvements. And even compulsive users cannot be distinguished from those given to other habitual involvements in the ease with which they desist or shift their patterns of use.